This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, bruchem abam. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. You know about this? Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We did Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph Thursday night. We're up to Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We begin the bottom two lines on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Boy, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had the following shaila. Yisaimim oimrim nisananu. If the Yisaimim say, we gave her support, we already paid her. V'yoy meres, and she says, lo natalti, I didn't, you never paid me. Rashi says, nisananu, d'mei mizaynus, l'shana ba. We gave you the money for the upcoming year. It sounds like at the end of the year, if the Yisaimim said, we paid you, and she says, she didn't get, then we believe the Yisaimim. Sounds like, you know, why was she quiet the whole year? But it's the beginning of the year. And the beginning of the year, the Yisaimim said, we paid you already for the upcoming year. And she says, what are you talking about? I didn't get anything. Amila havi raya. Who has to bring the raya? Meaning, whose responsibility is it to prove their claim is correct or not? Do the Yisaimim have to prove that they in fact gave her the money for the mezainos, or does the amana have to prove that she did not receive the money for the mezainos? Who's the muchzak over here? Normally we say, hamotzmei chaver v'raya. So, who is considered the muchzak? Do we say the yisoimim? Are they in possession of the estate of the father who died, and it's literally in their hands? So the amana is the moitzi. So she has to prove that she didn't get it yet. They're holding on to it. She says, well, you never gave it to me. Okay, very nice. You want to extract money from us, so then hamotzei chaver v'raya. Or do we say, look, what is the responsibility of Yisoimim to pay mezainos? It's a tnai bezdin. So the shaila is, does that hischaivos of Tanai Bezdin make it as if she's already muchzekes on it? Rashi says, Sharei nishtabdu b'Tanai Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Nichsi b'cheskas yasmi. How many do we say the nechasim are in the domain of the Yisaimim? V'yala aman olahavi raya, and the aman has to bring a raya. Oiduma, Nichsi b'cheskas amana. How many the nechasim are in the domain of the amana? V'yala ha'yisaimim lahavi raya, and the Yisaimim have to bring a proof. That's the shaila. Tashma, come in here. The Tani Levi. Levi taught. Amana, if you have a widow, Kozman Shaloi Nises, if she didn't get married to a new husband, Ala Yisaimim Lahavi Raya. The Yisaimim have to bring a Raya. If she did not get married, so she's still in the domain of her first husband, so she's considered a muchzuk. The Yisaimim have to bring a raya. Niseis, once she marries someone else, so then she left the domain of the first husband, Allah lahavi raya. She has to bring a proof. So we had a question, who's the muchzuk and who's the moitzi? So we see clearly that as long as she did not yet remarry, she's the muchzuk. So this is what we see from this braisa. From this braisa, we see that the almana is the muchzekes, and they have to bring the raya that they in fact paid her. Okay. Amar Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Simi Barashi says kitanoi, that whether the woman is the muchzekes or the yisoimim are muchzuk is actually a machlokes tanoim. Why? Okay, brace yourselves for this. The Gemara says, now here's a halacha you need to know. A woman's ksuba, she could collect from the chasam mishabadim. A woman's mezainos, she could only collect from b'nei chayrin. Okay? So, a woman's A woman's ksuba, she could collect from property that was sold. A woman's mezainos, she can only collect from b'nei chayrin. Now, so the Braisa says like this, Meicheres v'koyseves. A woman, meaning an almana, she could sell the property of her husband who died, v'koyseves, and she should write what it's being sold for. Namely, Elu lemezainos macharti ve'elu luksuba macharti. This land I sold for my support, and this land I sold for my ksuba. She should write in the shtar when she sells his land. She should write, "I'm selling this land for mezainos and this land for ksuba." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds she should write what the sale is for. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no meicheres. She sells it v'koyseva stam. And she just writes in general, she's selling it without saying what it's for. And by doing so, she strengthens her power. Says Gemara, what exactly is the machloikas where Rabbi Yehuda holds she should write what she's selling it for, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's better in a way if she doesn't write? My la b'hakamiflagi, is it not that they argue about as follows? Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Bai Lefarushe. Rabbi Yehuda says she has to explain what she's selling it for. Savar, his sheet is Nichse Becheskas Yasmi Kaimi. The Nechasim are in the domain of the Yesoimim. Therefore, V'ala Amana Lahavi Raya. The Amana, therefore, has to bring a proof. So, what's going to happen if she doesn't write what she sold it for? If she doesn't say, okay, I sold this land for my mezonos, I sold this land for the ksuba, she's going to be up the creek without a paddle. You know what? Why? Because the Yisraelim could say that everything she sold was for the ksuba. And everything you sold, they're going to say, was for the ksuba. And she's not going to be able to collect support. You know why? Because the Yisraelim are going to say, oh, we already gave you the support. And she'll say, no, you didn't give it to me. So they'll say, haha, you're the Moitzi. It's in our Rishus. So therefore, she needs to write that some of the property she collected for, she sold for support. This way, she'll be able to now collect some of it for the ksuba. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Boy Lafrushe because he holds the Yisoyimim are the Muchzuk and the Amana has to bring a Raya. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Debre Yamascha, my la Baha Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, the Amar, Hapirush Yafela, Savar Nichse Becheskas Yasmi Kaimi. The Nechasim are in the estate of the Yisoyimim. The Eloi Pershev, she's not going to say what she sold it for. Malik Suba Umal Mazainis. So if the end will be Kishatove Litvaya, when she's gonna be Toiveya Mazainis, Yaimrula, they're gonna say to her, Masha Macharata Liksuba Macharta. What you sold was for the Ksuba. The Kibal Ksubasech. Vim Taimar Lohem, and if she says, Imkain Tnuli Mazainis, Sha'achalti, give me the Mazainis. We were giving it to you the whole year. Meaning, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds, she has to say what she sold it for, is she needs to say some of it was sold for her mezonos, so she could collect a little bit of ksuba. Because if she doesn't write what she sold it for, the Yisraelim are going to say, you sold it for the ksuba, and we don't have to feed you mezainis. We already fed you mezainis the whole year, and we're the muchzak. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi holds, loy boy lefrushe. Rabbi Yossi holds, she doesn't have to say. You know why? Because she's a muchzak. Nichsi b'cheska samana kaima. The possessions are in her rishas. Val Yisraelim have raya. The Yisraelim have to bring a raya. Because if the Yisraelim are going to say, oh, what you collected was for the ksuba, what you sold was for the ksuba, and when she demands the mezonos, they're still going to say, oh, we already gave you the mezonos, she's going to say, nice try, I'm the muchzak. So you have to prove that you gave me the mezainis. Let's see Rashi. Rashi divrei hamaschel v'Rabbi Yosi savar nichsi b'cheskas almana kaima. V'hi tachzik b'hem. She is the muchzik on it. L'tzorech mezainis seha. For her mezainis. Uksubasa. V'aleim l'havi raya. And they have to bring the raya. L'fikach hastam yafela. It's better for her not to say what she bought it for. So the question is, you know, why is it better for her not to say what she bought it for her? Mibnei lekucha shalak chusadois mebala. Because of buyers who may have bought property from her husband. She'im yichlu kol nechsei hayisamim. If, let's say, all the nechasim hayisamim is depleted, let's say she uses it all up. Tachshav koma shemachor lemezaynes. So you know what she's going to do? She's going to say, everything I sold for mezainis. There's nothing left. Okay, now I'm going to go collect from the lekuchais for my ksuba. V'alha lekuchais shalakhu mibala, and for the buyers that bought from her husband, tachzer al ksubasa, she's going to collect her ksuba. She'im tefarish leksuba macharti, because if she's going to say, well, I sold everything for the ksuba, she will not be able to collect her mezainis. Loi tuchal shuv leniskan lemezainis. You know why? Because you can collect mezainis from buyers. But for her, it's better for her to leave it stam. This way, she could say that everything that was sold was for mezainis, and now she'll go collect her ksuba. Okay, so now the Gemara says that. Okay, so what's the Gemara trying to prove from here? The Gemara is trying to prove that who is considered the muchzuk on the nechasim of the deceased husband, whether it's the almana or the yisaimim, is machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says she should say what she's doing it for because the Yisoimim are the Mochsuk. And Rabbi Yossi says, nah, it's better for her not to say what it's for. This way she could, she has the ability to say that whatever was sold was for her Mezainos, and now she'll collect the Ksuba. That's because she's the Mochsuk. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, who says boy lefrushe, it's because the Yisaimim are the mochzak, and Rabbi Yosi, who says loy boy lefrushe, it's because she's the mochzak. Says Gemara, Dilma dekulei alma nichsi b'cheskas almana kamer. Maybe really everybody holds she's the mochzak. Va'al ha'yisaimim l'havi raya. So then why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's better for her to be mefarish, that everything that she sold was for it's better for her to be mefarish. In other words, what is she being mefarish? We want her to say that some of what she sold was for the ksuba, because if she's going to say some of what she sold was for mezainis, it's not going to look good for her. Why is it not going to look good for her? It looks like she eats a lot. So it looks like she's selling all of his property for mezainis. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda eats a toiva kamashon. Rabbi Yehuda is merely giving good advice. Deloi likri la rav sanusa, so that they don't call her a starving woman. Rashi says, Loi likri la rav sanusa, haroya shemechaz ka kakais elu savar. Someone who sees her selling all this land will think shemachrasan lemezainis. She's selling it for mezainis. Moitzi ala shem rav sanusa v'shuvah ein adam nois. Nobody's going to want to marry her. So therefore, it's better. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is it better for her not to say why she's selling it? Why? I'm sorry. It's better for her to say. It's better for her. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds, of course, she's the muchzak, and since she's the muchzak, she's better off if she doesn't say what it's sold for. This way, it could seem like everything that was sold was for mezainis, and she'll be able to collect the ksuba. That's definitely within her best interest. But there's a chash. The chash is if she's gonna say that. Meaning, it's better for her not to say what it's being sold for financially. This way, you could make the claim everything was sold for mezainos, and she'll be able to collect the ksuba. The thing is, that doesn't look good, because if she wants to utilize the possibility that everything was sold for mezainos, people are going to think that the lady eats all day. So therefore, it's better for her to be mafarish that some of it was for the ksuba. Says the Gemara, the Eloi Tema Hachi, because if you don't say this, remember the Gemara said earlier, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Yisoimim Oimrim Nisananu. Rabbi Yochanan had a Shaila. Now, the fact that this Braisa seems to indicate that it's Machlegis Tanoim, that's not a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to know every Braisa, but the Eloi Tema Hachi, if you don't say that really everybody could hold, she's the Mochzekes, but still it's better for her to say that some of it is for the Ksuba, then Hadabai Rabbi Yochanan, what was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila? Tivshe Lemi Mas Nisen. He should prove it from an open Mishnah, because we're going to have a Mishnah coming up that says, Meicheres Lemezainais, she could sell it for support, shaloi bebezin, without asking the bezin, v'koseves, and the Mishnah says, she should write, elu lemezainos macharti, this I sold for my food. Now, who says that? That she should write, this I sold for my food? That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says you have to be mefarish. So then why didn't Rabbi Yochanan, I understand maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't know a Braisa, but he shouldn't know a Mishnah. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan bring a proof from this Mishnah to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who says she has to be mefarish, because the Yisaimim are the Mukhsuk. Elam Masnisan Lekla Mashina, you can't prove anything from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah might not hold the Yisoimim are the Mukhsuk. Maybe really, she's the Mukhsuk. But the Eitza Toiva Kamashmalan, the Mishnah is not a proof, because maybe the Mishnah is saying Eitza Toiva, so to the Braisa, Hachanami Eitza Toiva Kamashmalan. Here too, the Braisa, maybe everybody holds that the Yisoimim are, everybody holds she's the Mukhsuk. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says it's better for her not to say what it's for, to leave over the possibility that whatever was sold was for mezainos and she could collect the ksuba. It's just Rabbi Yehuda holds she should say that it's some of it is for the ksuba, so that it doesn't look like she's so hungry. Inami, here's another psha. Here's another way to learn the braisa. That the machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is not who the mukhsuk is. Really, the kuliyam nechsi b'cheskas yasmi kaimi. Really, everybody holds that the yisoimim are the mukhsuk. Aye, if the yisoimim are the mukhsuk, then shouldn't everybody agree that she should have to be mefarish? So that's taka why Rabbi Yehuda says she has to be mefarish and say some of it was for the ksuba. Like Rashi said before, that if she's not mefarish, what's for the ksuba, what's for the mezainos, they're going to say everything was for the ksuba, and you already got your ksuba, and the mezainos we gave you. So therefore, it's recommended, since the yisoimim are in possession, it's recommended that she's mefarish, because otherwise they're going to say everything was for the ksuba. Why does Rabbi Yossi say she doesn't have to be mefarish? Says the Gemara, V'hainu taima de Rabbi Yossi. This is the reason of Rabbi Yossi. Even though nichsi b'cheskas yasmi kaimi, but Rabbi Yossi holds ki da abayi kishisha, da amar abayi kishisha, mashal de Rabbi Yossi l'ma davar doime. What is the the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, what is it similar to? L'shchiv meira, to somebody who's on their deathbed. Sha'amar, who says, Tenu Masayim Zuzl Pliny. Give 200 zuz to Pliny. Bal Chayvi, my Bal Chayv. So if someone's on their deathbed, they say, give 200 zuz to my Bal Chayv. Ratza b'chayv, I know you'll have to matar nailen. The guy could take it for the Chayv, or he could take it as a gift. Now, if he takes it as a gift, isn't his power strengthened? If, let's say, a Shechiv Meira says, give 200 zuz to my Baal Chayv friend, if the Baal Chayv takes it as a gift, he's really doing well, because he accepted it as a matana, but the debtor still owes him the money. So, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Inami de Kuleyama, Hecha de Amru Yisaimim de Sananu. Really, where the Yisaimim said we gave it, Al Amana Lahavi Raya. The Amana has to bring a Raya. Why? Because the Yisaimim are the Machzik, and that's why Rabbi Huda says the Amana should be Mefarish, what it's for. That it was, otherwise, the Yisaimim are going to say it was for the Ksuba, and we already gave you the Mezainis. So then why does Rabbi Yossi say that her hand is on the upper side? Still, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's better for her not to say what it was for, because she'll be able to grab away the ksuba from buyers in the lifetime of the husband. How so? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "I'm not lambe matano loy kach koicha yafa." If it was given as a gift, isn't his power strong? Isn't the Baal Chayv's power strong? Sheyuchal litrev lekuchais ala Chayv. You see, the halacha is you could grab property that was sold for a debt. Somebody owes you money and he sold property, you could grab away the property for your debt. But if he said he's going to give you matana, you can't grab it away from buyers to receive your matana. So therefore, avzu al hamazoinos loytucha litreif lekuchais. If she wants to collect mazoinos, she can't grab away from buyers. V'al han ksuba titreif esam. But for the ksuba, she could grab it. So therefore what? Therefore, it's better for her to say that some of it was for the mezainos, so this way she could grab away the ksuba from buyers. The imid pnei ha-yisoimim shelo yoimru ha-kol l'ksuba macharta. And if it's because of the yisoimim, so they don't say, oh, everything was for the ksuba. V'niz kabalta ksuba baseich, and you accepted you already received your ksuba. Yechoy lehi lehamed edim, she could set up edim, sheyiru es hanimkar l'mezainos, that will testify that some of it was sold for her sustenance. Then tetzdarch lekach, yavoyu v'yaidu v'eshanimkar leksuba. They'll come and testify some of it was sold for the ksuba, and that which was sold for they'll come and testify some of it was sold for mezainos, and that which was sold for the ksuba, she's not going to say anything. So this is analogous to a case of somebody who said, give 200 zuz to so-and-so, my Baal Chayv. The recipient has the option of saying, okay, I took that as a gift, now I want to get paid back. So likewise, she wants to exercise the ability to say that what I took was for mezainos, but now I want to get the ksuba. So in order for her yad to be yaday al yoyna, she is going to say that what she got was for mezainos. This will allow her to grab away from lekuchais to be able to collect her ksuba. So that's the advantage, meaning everybody holds the yisoimim are the muchsuk. Nevertheless, she could take advantage of grabbing away from lekuchais by saying that what she collected so far was for mezainos, and now she wants to collect the ksuba. Okay, Rabbi Isai. I would rank this amud in top 10% difficulty. Okay.
Can I ask a question on the daf?
Yeah.
It says, so Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says it's a machlokes of Yehuda Rav Yossi.
Yeah.
And then it goes on and says, my law behind the middle.
Right.
Is that a continuation of Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, or is that the Gemara? Is that the Gemara asking that in the middle? I mean, is that part of the grind? Because the terrors of that it's an Eitz HaToyva is. How do we have the right to interpret the terrors that Rav Yehuda and the Bryce is saying it's an Eitz HaToyva? I'm just curious how that works out who asked the Shaila and who gave the terrors?
Okay, Rabbi Yochanan had a Shaila, right? Who's the Mochsak? So Gemara wanted to prove. It's a machlokes tanoim.
So who's asking that?
Those words, my lav v'hai kamiflagi, l'chayra arav shimi barashi. Okay?
Barashi's asking on himself that?
No, he's not asking. He's saying that the debate of Rabbi Yochanan is a machlokes tanoim, as indicated by this brisa, because when you learn this brisa, my lav v'hai kamiflagi, is this not what they're arguing about in this brisa? To which Sugyas Hashas responds, No. Mimai, how do you, Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, know that that's what the pshat in the Machlokes in Abitin Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi? We could argue, counter-argue, that that's not what they argue about. That's not the Machlokes Tanoim. And everybody holds either A or everybody either holds B.
So the Mimai is the Gemara saying, that
pshat in the Braisa. Yeah, or that you could say that, I'll counter that you could say that's pshat in the Braisa, yeah.
Oh, you could say, and is this something that you don't see often that they're saying, that pshat in the Braisa is the same 15 days of Taiva, so are there any boundaries or guidelines that it seems like he's saying this is what the halakha is, what they say. Why would the Bryce say, unless the Bryce is missing something, should have said it's a Remesera, that it's missing their view, they said that it's an Eitz HaToyva, because otherwise it'd be
right.
So this is very Shver
right.
Terrence to stick into the Bryce. So.
Right. Okay. I mean, there are other examples of Eitz HaToyva, Kamashma, of Eitz HaToyva. I'm
curious about it, what's the technical, when can we use it or not, more than in this case particular?
I don't know the official guidelines. Okay, everyone, have a good one. Kol tov, g'night, g'night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.